Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents the Coors Light Fan Football Pregame, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook at McGill's Hotel and Casino and Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. Here's Mike Evans and D-Mac.
We are an hour away from kickoff. The Broncos will finally play. It feels like it's been forever. And Blake Bortles was cut. Curtis Mockins, running backs coach for the Broncos, did not travel. He has COVID. Melvin Gordon has strep throat. He's contagious or contagious enough. He won't play. Noah Fant, he's just not ready. He was always kind of iffy, Mike, in the first place. He won't play. Albert Okwuegbunam gets his first time to strap on the uniform. We'll see what, if anything, that means. Maybe nothing, maybe a lot. We'll see. Cam Newton is playing for the Patriots. Drew Lock is starting for the Broncos. Mike, am I missing anything? Oh, and there's a variety of other Patriots who are not playing because of COVID situations. Kyle, are we ready? Are we good to go? All right, so let's go right now. Let's go behind enemy lines. Do we have a little intro for that or no? Behind it, just go. Okay, no, it's cool. Behind enemy lines, Christopher Bryce, who covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're surprised and happy there's a football game today. What do you think? That had to be on your mind this morning.
Here.
When you woke up today or when you went to – let me go back. When you went to bed last night, did you think there would be a game today?
I thought that there was at least a 60% chance of them playing a game when I went to bed last night. And I so you know, I don't know if I'm going to completely believe it until they kick the ball off, quite frankly. The way that, you know, the way things have kind of played out over the last couple of weeks here with these two teams. But, you know, I think right now as we sit here, they are good to go for a 1 o'clock Eastern time kickoff.
All right, so, well, why don't you catch us up with the Patriots in terms of, we knew about James Ferenc. Why don't you catch us up with everything else?
Right now, Cam Newton's good to go. Stephon Gilmore's good to go, and that's a big boost for New England. Obviously, you know, you can make an argument that at least that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that Cam Newton's your MVP, you know, from a team perspective over the first four games of the season, not just what he did over the first three games, but the quarterback play that they got, you know, the previous game in Kansas City, I think really underscores that. And Gilmore is still one of the best corners, if not the best corner in the league. And so that gives them a boost. It's going to be interesting to see how the interior of the Patriots offensive line kind of works today. They've run three different starting lineups, I think, either three or four different starting lineups through the first four games when you're talking about the offensive line. And so they've done a lot of mixing and matching. That being said, they've been able to run the ball consistently. This team, their strength is running the ball, whether it's, you know, Rex Burkhead or Damian Harris or Sony Michel or James White or Cam Newton. This is a team that is going to try and ground and pound and take time off the clock and kind of win the time of possession. But they don't have Shaq Mason today, one of their guards. Joe Tooney has moved over from guard to center to take over for David Andrews. And so they're kind of doing a little mixing and matching up front. But right now, you know, they're as healthy as they can be, especially in these, you know, these weird COVID-related times.
Christopher, because they are the Patriots and they have a reputation that is well-earned, there's been some thought that, hey, maybe the Patriots kind of gamed the system a little bit to make sure that they would be able to play with Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. Was there anything, whether it was the way the Kansas City game was handled or the way that this game was handled, that would indicate that the Patriots were putting pressure on the league to not play?
I can understand the reaction, but I didn't see anything. You know, my colleagues did not see anything over the course of the last 2 weeks that would suggest that. It's just one of those things where they got thrown a curveball and they're having to deal with it. But yeah, I can understand why, you know, they might want to play with Cam Newton as opposed to Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer, because again, like I said, you know, Newton has been their MVP and they lose an awful lot when he's not on the field offensively. But you know, ultimately to answer your question, I can understand where that thought process is coming from, but I don't think anything nefarious, COVID related anyway, happened over the last couple of weeks with this team.
See, our problem is, Christopher, we don't trust the Patriots. And when I say we, I mean everybody outside of New England. But that's our paranoia based on the past. So I got you.
I understand. I hear you.
Yeah. So let me ask something on a kind of the other end of things. Okay. It comes out yesterday, the Broncos running backs coach, Curtis Modkins, is not making the trip because he has COVID, okay? He's the running backs coach. Now, Melvin Gordon won't be there, but Phillip Lindsay will be. You know, there'll be other running backs for the Broncos there. Do you or should the Patriots have concerns about playing the Broncos because they've kept a coach home who was with the team Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
You know, I wouldn't look past anything at this point. I know that, you know, my own experience here, it was interesting to hear that, you know, Gilmore tested positive in the wake of the Kansas City game. And all of a sudden we see, you know, we go back and we watch the video and he's, you know, right up in Patrick Mahomes' face,
right,
congratulating
right.
him after the game. And so, you know, you want to take great pains, obviously, in this current climate to avoid, you know, any semblance of a positive test. But, you know, you keep your fingers crossed. You do everything you're supposed to do. You cross all the T's and dot all the I's, and you know, still you still have to, you know, hope that it doesn't happen. So I don't think that there should be any reservation on the part of the Patriots. I don't think there's any reservation on the part of the Patriots when you're talking about that specifically coming into today's game.
All right,
Christopher. I don't know if the Patriots are a better team without Tom Brady, but is there a sense that they're kind of a more interesting team right now, and that Cam has injected some life into the Patriots world that even Bill Belichick can't seem to stop talking positively about Cam Newton?
A little bit, yeah. I will say this, that Newton through the first quarter of the season has exceeded expectations, particularly around his passing accuracy. That was the question that a lot of people had coming into this game. And obviously we'll see how the last three quarters of the season plays out, but he's averaging almost 70% on his throws. And so that was the one thing that I think a lot of people around here had, you know, the question that a lot of people had when it came to Newton and his overall approach to the Patriots quote unquote system. Could he take care of the football? Could he stay away from interceptions? You know, could he make good decisions with the football? And so far he's doing it. Again, though, this team, their offense is rooted around running the ball, controlling the clock. You know, they're going to give the ball to, whether it's going to be Newton, whether it's going to be Burkhead. Michelle's not playing today, but, you know, Damien Harris, James White, they're going to run the ball. And that's really their bread and butter here with Newton now in the post-Tom Brady era.
Christopher, what's your pick today?
I think the Patriots are going to win this thing. I do. I think, you know, playing at home obviously, you know, helps them out a little bit. But I think the return of Newton and the return of Gilmore, I think, provides them a big boost. I think, say, if this game was in Denver and they didn't have one or both of those guys, I think there's a real chance it goes the other way. But I think New England ends up winning this thing by between 7 and 10 points.
Do you think, I mean, we're going back in the time machine here, but had the game gone off on, I'll even say Monday, but it would have happened without Newton, do you think it would have been more favorable for the Broncos?
I think it would have been close to a toss-up.
Yeah.
Given
yeah.
the quarterback play that we saw in Kansas City from both Hoyer and Stidham, I think
right.
it would have been a toss-up. But I think that New England still would have won because I think that New England defense, people are still kind of sleeping on them a little bit, you know, even without Gilmore. The thing about losing Gilmore, it's different than losing Newton in that the Patriots are really deep at cornerback. The Patriots have a lot of really good young cornerbacks, and even though you take the reigning defensive player out of the year, you know, out of the mix, they still have guys who can run with opposing receivers. The Newton thing, to your point, really changes everything, I think, for this team. This team cannot afford to lose Cam Newton this year and still think that they are a playoff team.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. That's why I wanted the game played, Mike, last week. I wanted it to happen, and I was mad.
That's a big difference.
It's a big difference.
But can I know that the forfeit talk was out there. Can I make the case why a forfeit would have been in the worst or the least best interest of the Broncos?
You absolutely can. You'll have tons of time to do it as we roll on. But first, let's listen to Nick Ferguson's Safety Blitz.
It's time for Nick's Safety Blitz. With the defensive game plan for the Broncos today, here's Nick Ferguson.
Well, we were waiting for football to come back, and it is back. Football Sunday, and the Broncos are facing off against the New England Patriots. Can they pull off a W? Yes, if they follow these simple rules. Cam Newton is coming back from being off of COVID, and he may be a little rusty, so this gives Coach Fangio an opportunity to take advantage of a rusty quarterback. Yeah, he is a veteran, but every veteran quarterback or rookie, they struggle when you start to change up coverage. And we know that Broncos play a lot of zone coverage. But why won't you change things this week against a Patriots receiving core that doesn't have a lot of name brand individuals? And that means household guys. So play a little more man coverage and a little less zone coverage. Now, from the offensive side and perspective, Drew Lock comes back. Does he know how to fall on the ground? Can he read the full field? And can he get the ball out of his hands? We will have to see if they can do that. And Pat Shurmur comes up with a game plan that now features a guy by the name of Philip Lindsay, who we've missed in the backfield for a while. It should be a recipe for success. Wouldn't we love to see Tim Patrick and Jerry Jeudy pick up where they left off? Seemed like almost ages ago. But if this Broncos offense expects to win, they're going to have to do those things and get those receivers involved down the field on explosive plays.
Appreciate it, Nick. Mike, plenty of time for you. We'll get to the forfeit talk, plus the injury report. And Cecil has our fantasy breakdown next on the Fan Football Pregame Show, brought to you by Coors Light and Bet River Sportsbook at McGill's Hotel and Casino and Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room.